Welcome to the Old Wally Show Aftercast, all the things we didn't get to during the course of the normal show today, including a little bit of an update I found from the Taylor Swift controversy, where people were reading her lips and trying to see what she said at the Golden Globes, and they tried to start beef in her world between her and Taysway, it did not work, actually, because she has addressed this. She probably shouldn't have had to, but she did address this. Selena Gomez said she was not talking about Timothy Chalamet or Kylie Jenner at the Golden Globes. She says she was telling Taylor Swift about two other friends of hers and some dish on them.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what she says. So case closed. Conspiracy theorists, you are wrong. You heard it right from the person who was in the story. Timothy also commented on the situation when he was followed by TMZ. Like, do you have nothing in your life that you're stringing these people, you know, along and you, all these stringers going after these people to ask them questions about this stuff?
This is what pays the bills for them. So
I guess
they're going to do what they got to do.
He said he and Selena are cool and there isn't any beef between Selena and Kylie. But everybody wants it. They want the tea. They want the drama.
It's way more interesting if there is beef. If there's peace, blah.
I didn't really care about it, that story, except for the fact that people were trying to lip read what she's saying. That, to me, made it really funny. And now I'm like, all right, well, I kind of want to know now, you know? And so now we know. Now I can sleep at night. Speaking of sleep at night, that'd be nice for you, Betty Rock.
Man, I'm telling you, so I've been trying to, and I know cats are, they typically sleep. It's true. But it's kind of like having a baby. The cats that I have, my two cats, they are off balance right now. They're off schedule. So they like to get up early in the morning and then they sleep most during the day. I got woken up this morning by a cat tushy on my forehead.
At least it's your forehead.
That's true.
And not like your nose.
I know. But I mean, he'll sit on my head, then he'll walk over my throat. Like his paw will go straight into my esophagus.
Yes. They love that.
Because if you jerk awake, that can go really bad.
Their little paws fit right in that divot of your throat as well.
It's just frustrating. So, and it's my fault, I guess, because I was slack with them yesterday. I saw them sleeping and I didn't wake them up. But I'm just going to have to be like, wake up. Yeah. Everybody, wake up. Nobody's sleeping.
You got to get a Nerf gun and just like,
if
they're across the room and they start to nod off, you just light them up.
They hear me like,
cock it.
cock it. And they're like, ah.
Cats are amazing. Like, and dogs are too. Like, they know the sounds. Like, yesterday, we had new food for Sasha, my cat. And I was opening the bag and I literally just touched the bag. It's been sitting on the counter for a week. Mm-hmm. And then we take the bag and put it in the plastic thing. Mm-hmm. It's been sitting there for a week. I moved it to cut it open to open it. And all of a sudden, this little waddle comes flying out of the bedroom, her little tummy waddling back and forth. Yeah, that's it. Meow, 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 meow. Like, she knows. And she loves the beginning of the food. She doesn't, like, towards the end of the thing, she's like, gets all snooty. And it's like, I'll eat some of it.
Might get stale.
I know. Maybe it does. I don't know. And
poor
so,
baby.
Like, she loves the beginning and stuff. And if we ever pull the can opener out, she's there because she thinks it's like tuna or chicken or clams.
Poor baby.
Like, that's her thing, man.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. This was a weird story here. There was one of the guys that was, I believe he was one of the former Oath Keepers. Okay, so January 6th is come and gone. And it was the election from 3 years ago. And the storming the Capitol and everything that went into that. And so I'm not going to dive into the politics of who was right, who was wrong, blah, blah, blah. But like, in addition to this story,
just a little FYI, that little ticking sound that you're hearing, that's not your car. That's Wally's foot.
What foot? You hear something?
Yeah.
I wasn't.
How do you hear this?
I didn't hear it. Again, no. That's not like, I don't know if.
Not audible.
I think half of our listening audience, the female half, might have heard that.
Probably.
I don't know if any guy would have heard that.
Or cared.
Yeah. I didn't hear a single thing.
I was listening to a podcast the other day, and there was like this outside sound or something that made me think it was a cop. And so I thought there was a cop beside me. Turns out it was the podcast. And I was like, what the?
I think that you might be starting to suffer from misophony.
Misophony.
Misophony. And it's like this.
Is that the thing Lily has?
Yeah, it's a thing where you sounds bother you and they make you not just bothered by them, but irate. And like where you want to hurt someone.
This is me being irate.
Yeah, but this is you being subtle, but I can tell underneath there's a storm.
I'm just saying, if you think that that was part of your car, it wasn't.
No. So it's weird because you've watched people go on trial for this and guys go into jail for their part in the Capitol riots. And so this guy was an oath keeper, and I thought, okay, well, it would be another guy going
title,
to jail.
Oath
I know.
Keeper.
So he got a $25 fine, $500 restitution, and 100 hours of community service. Like, everyone else is doing, like, hard jail time for this. And I was so curious as to why this guy didn't get a similar punishment.
He's older.
Not that much, no. Before his sentencing, he said he never should have believed the claims of the 2020 election was stolen. And I wonder if part of it is he got leniency for admitting that he felt that his actions were wrong and that it was wrong. Like, admitting that it was wrong. Because a lot of the other people were like, he's still stolen, and, oh, you go to jail. In the Rwandan genocide years ago, which was horrific, after this, they offered, like, clemency to people who were involved in murdering neighbors and things like that. And it's like, if you will just admit it was you and that you were wrong, you'll get, like, clemency, or you'll get some sort of reduced sentence, or even forgiveness, you know. And I'm curious if there was something kind of like this going, where it's like, if you'll just admit it, please, we'll go lighter on you. But he said, trust is not always found in the places I used to trust. I was part of something called the Trump cult, and it turned on me. That's what it's his words on this.
I wonder if he'll be voting for Trump this time.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's another whole story there with Nikki Haley starting to come up in the polls.
Yep.
I tell you, man, I would be 100% interested in a female president, 100%. And for me personally, because of my political views, I would much rather have it be a Republican than Hillary Clinton, which Hillary went up against Trump and still lost, which is crazy. And then Trump's still in the narrative, though, which is almost equally.
But I know that in America, we're more progressive when it comes to women's rights, and I don't know if other countries would respect a woman president. They should, but
well,
I don't know if they would.
The other, like, countries that are male dominated, and I will use the term backwards in some ways, you know, like a lot of the Muslim countries, like, women are just a thing and they are not respected. But you look at, like, Great Britain, you know, they've had queens and they've had speakers of the house be women, and so there are other countries that have had women in power and done well, you know, and I look at this and I go, man, we have 4 more years. And then again, I'm going to be, like, fully transparent, straight up. I do not want Biden. I don't like what he's done with the border. I think it's a mess. I think he's a mess. And these are all my personal viewpoints. It has nothing to do with WayFM. This is just me. And not even of Betty or Gavin. This is just me. Okay, so there's all the disclaimers. But so I don't want Biden in there. But then again, I'm not a Trumper. You know, like, if I had to choose between those two, I would choose Trump. You know, not because
Trump
I love
or Biden?
Trump. Oh, yeah. If I had to choose between those two, I would choose Trump, because I don't like Biden's policies. But that being said, oh, gosh, 4 more years of just always fighting, everyone angry, everyone divisive, the news only covering that and trying to, like, the day he walks into office, if he got it, they would be trying to impeach him.
Yeah.
We would get nothing done. So for me, seeing somebody like Nikki Haley, I would welcome that, because I think the tone of the next 4 years would be radically different. And I would just like to see, because men and women view things differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to see what, I mean, we've tried other things before. We tried Democrat, we tried Republican, we never tried third party, you know, but I would love to see us try something different. And that is, let a woman run this thing and see how it goes, you know? Like, and I think she'd probably be great.
I agree. I just want a woman that doesn't feel like she has to be, like, prove herself and go overboard.
Sure. This is what I do like about you, Rock, because the one thing, no, this is one of the things that I like about you. You're not a feminist. You're not a women's rights. Put any woman in there. I just love that. You know, like that. We need women running the thing. Like I always respect that about you. You're very balanced in that.
Balanced. Yeah.
Yeah, you are. You know, like you. Yeah. And so that's a good thing. Yeah, like having a woman be in there, but it's got to be the right woman. Hillary was not the right woman. I don't.
It has
think.
To be a secure woman, one that doesn't feel like she has to be. Go above and beyond and then start making calls that don't even seem necessary. But that's the same thing that could be said for a male president, too, because a lot of them get cocky and they're like, I have to prove myself and make huge differences and huge demands because I got to stand out. I got to be somebody. It's like, no, don't please make think
that
about
that. Being the first female president, there would be so much pressure on that person. You have to be a very strong individual because there's going to be everybody expecting you to be one way. And you can't be the way that they all want you to be. You have to ultimately be you, and you have to chart that path. And I think the little things that I've seen about, and I'm not an expert on her by any stretch of the imagination, but the things I've seen of her, she does well at taking the high road on different things and stuff. So it'll be interesting because she has gained more ground. Is it enough in the preliminary in the within the Republican Party to beat Trump for the nomination? I don't know, man. I have no idea. So it is really, really, really going to be fascinating to see this next year where we go. We're already here. Like, I remember talking about this in like October last year and being like, oh, I can't wait. We're so close now to where they need to make a decision because we got an election in 10 months. You know, it's insanity. So, all right, Rock, what do you got?
I got a list of rockers. This is going to make Wally sad. Rockers that are turning 60 this year.
Oh, wow. No.
But I know at some point, you know, this is going to be mine and Gavin's story.
Sure.
You know, at some point, Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, and
Justin Bieber.
When all the Wiggles hit 60.
Yeah, they're all going to be 60, and I'm going to be like, oh my gosh. Okay, so here's the list. Robert Trujillo. Do you know who that is?
Robert Trujillo. He is the bass player for not Social Sort. POD? No. Metallica. He went to Metallica. He's the bass player for Metallica. He played with other people, but then he replaced Jason Newsted.
Eddie Vedder.
Oh, no way, from Pearl Jam? Eddie Vedder's going to be 60? I mean, that was one of the guys that revolutionized music in the 90s. Them and Pearl Jam and Nirvana and a few other bands like that. Soundgarden. I mean, they changed the scope of music.
Courtney Love.
Yeah, related to, you know, Nirvana and that she married Kurt Cobain. She's going to be 60. Mm-hmm. Full disclosure, she looked like she was 60 at 30.
Yeah, she lived a hard life.
Courtney lived a hard life.
We saw him on the GMA this morning, Stephen Jenkins of Third Eye Blind.
He's going to be 60? Oh, this was sad because Betty Rock is a Third Eye Blind fan. Yes. I am as well. But man alive, it was not good.
He should have lowered it down an octave. Just lowered it a key down, and I think it would have been better. But he was reaching as far as he could, and I think he even knew he blew it.
Well, most bands, I don't know if you know this or not.
And I'm not saying I would do any better. Right. It's
but he's
tough.
A professional. It's his song. Most bands, actually, when they play live, they all detune half a step. Because it's just that little bit you need, just in your voice is
and
tired and you're working.
Yeah, like, I get it.
And no one knows the song. It doesn't sound any different being a half step lower, but you can sing it better.
But it's funny that he doesn't have a rocker name at all. Stephen Jenkins.
No, huh? So 60 years old. 60. I'm starting to feel old myself.
Toby Mac.
That's right. Wait, 60? He's 60? He can't be.
That's what this
list said. So he's, 5 years older than you?
No, can't be right. He's only, he was 3.5 to 4 years older than me.
How old are you?
Well, then that's right. You're
he's turning it this year. It's in October.
Yeah, he's in October, and I'm 55, and so he would be 59.
So he is 59, but he'll be 60.
Yeah, so he's just turning. See, he's going to turn 60. Then following.
You'll be 56 before he's 60. 60.
Wow, a 50 messed with him. And I get it.
60.
50 messed with me a little bit too. Like for about a year.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you guys
were
here.
We know.
Yeah, yeah. 50 messed with me for a little bit. And 52 was no picnic. 53, 54, 55.
These guys are still out there touring too.
I know. And
they're
still
out there jumping on stage.
Can you imagine
show
doing
is great.
That?
Yeah, if I had been doing it all
if
these
it was
years.
Your life, yeah,
yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah.
Scotty Hill and Dave Snake Sabo.
Dave Snake Sabo, yes! They are the guitar players for Skid Row.
Both turning 60.
Crazy you mentioned this. I literally just last night watched a video from Snake on how to play Youth Gone Wild, which was their big hit, and I loved it. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I learned how to play Youth Gone Wild last night from Snake, and I even sat there and watched the video and went, man, he's looking a little old. I wonder how old he is, and I forgot to look it up. He's 60 plus. You know when you get old and you get that little dry white mouth stuff, like the saliva on your mouth? Have you ever seen that, like the corners of your mouth?
Oh, yeah, but you don't have to be old to do that.
Happens to old people a lot. Oh. He had one, and they're shooting this whole video that he had one that kept landing on his lip.
Ew.
And stretching out.
Okay.
At some point in time,
someone should have said something.
Someone should have stopped and went, hey, Dave, here's a glass of water.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I met him years ago, too. Like, we did a show, Kegs and Eggs, and so we did a thing at a Irish pub, not at WayFM, at a rock station.
What?
At 5 in the morning. And it was after Skid Row had already run its course kind of thing. And it was kind of a throwback. And they came back and we were playing at this pub at 5 in the morning. And I got to be kind of friends with the bass player, Rachel. And then Snake walks out and I go, oh, dude, I have that same jacket. Like, I had the same jacket as him. And he goes, I'm getting rid of it then. I'm like, wow, this guy, like, just totally just took me out, like, right like that. I never met him before.
But you still like him.
Still like him.
Finally, Tracy Chapman. She does the
fast car. I got a fast car.
And she give me one reason to stay.
She's not rock, though.
Turning 60. And then Lenny Kravitz.
Kravitz, are you going to go my way?
Yeah, 60 years old.
I think his daughter, Lisa Bonet, just filed for divorce from Jason Momoa. I think I just read that today, actually. Yeah. Is it just me, or does Momoa look like he's let himself go? But even his let himself go is like something I could never aspire
it's
to.
Your best day.
Oh, it would be my best day ever. Jason Momoa at his heaviest, worst looking, like people thinking he's homeless, I would still be better than I've ever been. But it looks like he doesn't look like jack ripped like he did. He looks like he's put on weight. Like, he looks
maybe
pudgy.
He's gonna do a new role where he has to gain weight.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't, and trust me, I would never say this to his face.
He's going from like Aquaman to Aquadad.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't look like he used to look.
Eh.
So anyway, he let himself go.
No.
Yeah, he did.
Gosh.
I did too. At least I'm working to get it back.
Let me tell the potties too. We went to Chewy's yesterday.
Yes, Chewy's.
I need to post those videos. I took some videos of us yesterday. Post them to our stories. But Wally kept eating the chips, and he was like, "This is my third one.
My third chip."
Then
my
he'd
third
have another chip.
Chip,
and then he'd say, "This is my third
it's
one.
My third chip.
A lot of third chips.
I can't count past three on a diet."
And Gavin was the last one there, and by the time he got there, me and Wally had worked our way through one basket of chips.
One whole basket of chips. Oh, that sauce is so good. A basket of chips and a thing of sauce.
It's easy to do.
Oh,
it is
love
so
it
easy
so
to do. I might have my leftovers for lunch. And we were joking because Wally did eat half of his burrito.
I had my burrito.
And then he put it in a to-go box.
Yep.
Now, did that to-go box make it home?
It did.
I don't know. He claims it
did. It
did.
Just like my three chips. No, it did. It's in the fridge right now. And I went home and I literally, for dinner, because I'm trying to stay on my diet as best I can. And it's hard when you have lunch meetings and things like that. But like,
But he wasn't too mad about it.
Well, I don't have that kind of self-control.
Listen,
I'm not a
saint.
Yeah.
When I make fun of you for your diet, please know that if I were in your shoes, I would never be able to do the same thing. I couldn't.
I have a limited amount of self-control. Like, if I'm at a restaurant and there's chips in front of me, I'm not that guy that can take two chips and stop.
Yeah.
Or, like, I have the option to get a soda or a diet soda. I'm going soda. So I had a Coke and I had three chips. Again, that's what we tell my wife. I had three chips.
Wait, you had a Coke?
Yeah, I did have a Coke, yeah. I remember
but
get one a week.
So that was your one allowed one?
Yeah, it was my one allowed one for the week.
But you had, like, multiple refills.
No, I did not. I had no refills. And I only drank half of it. Remember I tried
no,
to slam it
did.
At the
yeah.
end?
Yes, yeah. you did. You did not
video.
Have half.
Yeah.
You left, like,
you
maybe an inch left in the cup.
Yeah, I tried to slam it at the end.
No. Lies.
But then I had half the burrito, and I saved that. And then I went home, and I literally had half of a ham sandwich for dinner. No chips and dip like my wife did. She's let herself go. No, because we're both trying to lose weight together, but we both actually, she had a half a sandwich with me. And so, because I figured in my caloric intake all together, like the main thing was going to be that lunch and it was going to eat up all of mine for the day. And so at least I didn't go crazy on either side of it with breakfast or dinner. So I think I did all right.
I'm Googling to see how many calories are in the Chewy's creamy jalapeno.
Don't, please.
So four ounces. How big is that, Gavin?
I'd say that that's like probably about what we had yesterday.
One bowl?
Yeah.
Just that little 4 ounces is 380 calories.
Divided right. by three.
It's 100 and...
Actually, whoa. Betty eats more than most, and yeah. so probably like
you devour
a third.
Stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I could drink
so
it.
I would give Wally 100 calories of
You know
Chewy's
what? Let's
dip.
Be fair. 150. Let's be fair. I did. Sure. I had more than three chips.
But that's not factoring in the chips. We don't know how many calories
chips are
in the
not
chips.
Good for you, it turns out.
No. It's probably like 20 of them are probably
shocking.
Like 200 calories.
Yeah, I had no idea. I had no idea. And then my soda.
Oh my gosh.
And then that ginormous burrito, man.
Half of it.
They don't cheat you on your portions.
No, no. I love it. My wife doesn't like it, so that's why I like to go there.
She's crazy.
I know. It's so good. But for some reason, she cannot find anything she likes there.
But she likes Moe's, right?
I know.
Isn't she a big Moe's fan? What's the difference?
There is none.
It's all Mexican food.
I know. Tex-Mex. She has a weird thing about the different like meat and how it's seasoned, the ground beef and things like that. I have a lot of it.
I can't imagine having that particular of a palate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I couldn't imagine being married.
Yeah.
I love Marty, but I could not imagine being married to a man that ate the same way as her. I would go crazy.
Yeah. Well, see, but I fortunately eat similar to her, but I am more open. Like I can go to a...
You're way more open than her, for
like,
sure.
Like I can go to a Chinese place and I can find something to eat. She struggles to do that. Like when we went to that Chinese place on Christmas Eve, I'm like, just get fried rice. You like fried rice. Just get pork fried rice. And she's like, no, I'll just get the vegetable fried rice. You know, I'm like, okay. Or she's like, the chicken fried rice. Is it all white meat? I'm like, look at this place. There's no way it's all white meat. Like, there's like things hanging on the wall from 1980. There's no way you're getting good food here.
I went to a Chinese place not that long ago. I call it Huggable Panda, but I really don't know the real name.
Oh,
but
really?
You go in and there are children taking your order. And the place looks so run down. I started thinking, should I eat here or not?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think this would pass the mustard.
It probably tastes great, though.
I respect it.
It tasted so good.
I respect greatly the work ethic of family-run Chinese restaurants. I respect them so much.
But do you respect them when a toddler is running around the kitchen?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do. That's their life. That has happened
at Huggable Panda.
100%. Like, when we walked into this place Christmas Eve, there was a kid doing, like, homework or something that was probably 12 years old at one of the tables, and he was part of the family.
And he's probably taking his lunch break.
Yeah, yes, I mean, that's it. Yeah, so I mean, I respect their work ethic. It's a different environment, and they're trying to make something happen, and they work hard to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I always feel really bad. Like, you see all these stupid riots and crud, and, like, they start burning down, like, families' businesses in your own neighborhood. You know, like, what is wrong with you? You're destroying people that are working really hard, you know, for your political agendas and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Do you have any birthdays?
Your political agendas is crazy.
Birthdays?
Jensen. Jensen wants to wish...
Oh, Jensen Lee?
I don't know. There is not a last name. Jensen wants to wish brother Ben a happy birthday. Said he is the next older brother on earth. He is the best
older brother on earth.
He is. Wow.
Spell check's rough.
Yeah, that one. He didn't even bother to check what he typed.
It's all about the heart.
It's the heart, yeah.
I don't know. He didn't say that Ben was the best. He said he was the next older brother.
The next best older brother on earth.
Yeah. Well, whatever that means. We got you down there, Jensen.
Assume what you want. This question is for Wally. Oh, and it's a would you rather. Those are my favorite. I love these. Okay. Would you rather shave your head the rest of your life or your daughter have blue hair the rest of her life?
Shave his hair.
Wally has a hypothesis about women with blue hair.
That they have daddy issues. And, I mean, there are the exceptions to that rule because no rule is 100%.
Daddy, my favorite. favorite color is blue.
Yeah, but by and large.
Daddy, I'm an adult.
If you see somebody, just ask a couple questions and you might find out, oh, hey, oh, Wally's right on this one.
You know, ever since I knew your ideas on this,
you see it.
It has been funny to find the truth in a lot of it.
Yeah, you just run into somebody that's got blue hair and you're like, hey, how's your dad? Yeah, just that's all you have to say. And you
don't talk to him.
Yeah, you're gonna find out real quickly.
Speak to him. He's dead to me.
Exactly.
So Haley get blue hair, or and everybody knows. Yeah, like when they look at Haley, they're like, "How's your dad?"
I'd have to shave my head.
You would have to shave. Shave your head.
I have to. Rather than that, because I know that's a lifetime stigma.
But
for
I've
her.
Seen you with a shaved face.
Yeah, well, I know.
And your wife cried.
Yeah. If I could just shave my head and keep my face, that'd be okay. Yeah. Like, so yeah.
Just wear
shave
hats my head. More often.
Yeah, I would.
Plus, I think most guys who have facial hair who go bald or have to shave their head look great.
Yeah, I still. Fine. You see most. People all the time. You're like, oh, that's a bald guy. You know, it's not as the stigma that it used to have to it. But yeah, I would not like
but
it.
But you couldn't get past the reputation of a daughter with blue hair.
No. No, because then I did something wrong, you know? So then it's on me. So absolutely.
There's a news story where she's like committed some crime and they're like, father.
Yes, blue haired girl.
Her father was Wally.
Yeah.
And she has blue hair.
I can't believe he let her do this. What a father failure.
I know. All right. Well, I think that's going to have to do it for our aftercast for today. And as always, thanks
for being a potty. Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children. But with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.